I am going to explain to you why the sun rises in the east, what would happen if the earth rotated the other way, why the seasons are opposite in the different hemispheres, and why the seasons happen at all. Why do seasons occur? The earth doesn't go around the sun in a perfect circle. Its orbit is a bit more oval-shaped, which means that the distance from the sun varies slightly throughout the year, while also the earth is on an axis which tilts, meaning that the climate of any certain point apart from on the equator varies throughout the year. If the earth rotated the other way, the sun would rise in the west and set in the east. Now I'm going to explain this. Imagine two balls. Ball A is the earth and ball B the sun. Ball A is revolving around ball B in a clockwise direction while also rotating in an anti-clockwise direction. You can now imagine that ball A is a line through it at the point of its diameter, so it's split in half. One half is called side east, the other west. Then imagine you're a person on side west. So as ball A turns toward the sun in its anti-clockwise direction, and therefore as the ball turns, the light passes over the east and approaches the west, and the ball keeps turning, the light goes over side west and continues to side east. So from where you are standing, it disappears in the west, which shows that when the sun disappears over the horizon, it is setting, and it sets in the west. As you can first see, it is in the east and shows that it rises to the east. And the reason for this is the earth is spinning anti-clockwise. But if the earth rotated clockwise, imagining you were on the side east, and the light would come over from the opposite direction, because the earth would be rotating in the opposite direction, and therefore the sun would rise in the west and set in the east. The direction of the rotation has no effect on the following: winter solstice, summer solstice, the equinox, solar energy, or the earth revolution around the sun. The seasons in each hemisphere are different because the earth turns on its axis and this axis tilts. So therefore in June, the earth's axis is tilting the northern hemisphere towards the sun, which makes it hotter, but at the same time, the southern hemisphere is tilted away from the sun, and therefore it is winter in the southern hemisphere. In December, the northern hemisphere is tilted away from the sun, meaning that it is winter in the northern hemisphere, and the southern hemisphere is tilted towards the sun, meaning that it is summer in the southern hemisphere. I have just told you what would happen if the sun rose in the east, if the earth rotated in the opposite direction, and why the seasons in the northern hemisphere are different to those in the southern hemisphere. I hope you understand my audio move. Thank you.